If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.
You're listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon, where Ray shares tips and strategies for how to become a top earner in your company. Let's get into the episode.
So what is this magical, mystical suggestion that I'm going to give you here today on making more money with every prospect and managing your energy better? So one of the things that really prevent people from being good recruiters is their addiction to the outcome, is that they're so emotionally associated with whether someone's if someone tells them yes or not, right? And so, you know, when you go out and you prospect, whether it's warm market or cold market, probably more likely to make this mistake with warm market, someone that you know. But the big mistake is that you clearly wear your emotions on your sleeve and they see you disappointed if they don't want to join your deal, right? If they don't want to be a customer, don't want to join your deal, et cetera, and so forth. And that strips you. It erases any power you could possibly have. And it leaves you feeling drained. It leaves you feeling like not enough, not worthy. You just want to go home and eat a bowl of ice cream. It's really not good. And two things with that. One, you never want to let them see you sweat, right? So there is no prospect that could affect my emotions, whether they tell me yes or no, right? That's number one. And number two, your success, one of the main things, I mean, if not the main thing, but one of the main things is how can you carry high energy for longer periods of time and avoid the depths and bowels of disappointment? I can assure you 100% of the time that anyone in your team or anyone in the network marketing profession that uses the word disappointed often is not going to make money. I can already tell you they're not making money, but it's not going to make money. You want to avoid that word and you want to avoid that energy at all costs. So here's a very quick way to do that in one little line. It's a little tiny line. And again, tonight, I'm going to be greatly expanding. I'm going to give you the full kind of, you know, script and scope of what I'm talking about here. But I wanted to hop on here and give you one little line that will help you make more money and feel better about yourself. That is, if you guys want it. Do you want that? Do you want that little line? You know what? We may not have time to get... I'm just kidding. You'd be like, hey, what the hell, man? All right, so here it is. When you prospect, and I don't care, you know, how many courses you've been through, I don't care how good you are at sales, you're going to have more people not want to join your company than do. Just a fact, right? It's just a fact. Now, if you're really, really branded and good at marketing, then you can have a higher percentage than most, but you're still going to have more people not join your company than do. So how do you handle that? Okay, here's a suggestion. And this is specific if you're leading with the opportunity, which, you know, by the way, we teach both. Sometimes it makes sense to lead with the product. Sometimes it makes sense to lead with the opportunity. But here's the little line. You ready for this? Hopefully you'll write it down and lock it away. When you prospect with whatever question, right? Would you be at all open to a side project if it didn't interfere with what you're currently doing? Do you keep your options open when it comes to making money? Are you at all open to multiple streams of income? Whatever your favorite question is, there is no right or wrong. It's whatever you energetically feel the best about. When someone rejects you, right? Which is, you know, news alert that it's gonna happen, right? You're gonna have some at least. When that happens, number one, do not show any negative response. You wanna be like that waitress that just asked if you wanted a slice of cherry pie and was told no. She doesn't go, oh my God, I can't believe, really, we homemade it, oh, right? No, she's like, hey, would you like a slice of cherry pie? No, okay, cool. Well, here's your bill, right? No emotional drain, disappointment, I'm sad face, I'm a wimpy little guppy, right? None of that, okay? So when they tell you no, which some certainly will, okay, when that happens, here's what I want you to do. Not show any emotion, especially negativity, okay? And I want you to ask them this question. You ready? Say this. Say, okay, no problem. Just curious, do you know anyone that would like to make extra money if we showed them step by step how to do it? Now, I'm going to say that again. Okay, no problem. Just curious. Would you know anyone that would, see, I'm being doing this on purpose, that would like to make some extra money if we showed them step by step how to do it? Now, why is that powerful? One, they're going to be perplexed that you weren't upset at them telling you no, because most, you know, salespeople, I don't want to say most salespeople, but most network marketers are not honed as sales machines, right? They're just not trained. You know, they get into this industry having never sold anything or been on the road or, you know, been under high pressure or, you know, commission only, right? Most, right? I mean, I think you'd agree with that. Not all, but most. And so they'll be perplexed that you're not at all affected by their negativity, which leaves them susceptible to suggestion. And when you throw out that, when you throw out the intonation of, would you know anyone that would like to make some extra money? What does that indicate? It indicates that you've just told me you weren't interested in making extra money. So do you know anyone that would? Gangster psychology. I'm just letting you know it's gangster, right? And then notice what I followed it up with, and we would show them step by step how to do it. Very persuasive. Now you have a couple things that'll happen. One, and most likely, is all of a sudden they'll become more interested in what you were talking about. They'll say, well, wait a minute, you show it step by step? Really? What, now what is this again? Let me just step back. You'll snap them out of their zombie-like state. Okay, most people are walking around in a state of hypnosis and they don't even know it. They're hypnotized by their humdrum routine of what they respond when someone, you know, tells them, hey, enjoy the movie, you too. You ever notice that? You ever walk into a movie theater and the person behind the counter says, hey, enjoy your movie, what's your natural reaction? You too. And then you're like, oh, wait a minute, they're not watching a movie. It's because you're in a state of deep hypnosis, and many people are. We're in a zombie-like state of hypnosis that we just react to things. We don't really think anymore. What this does is it snaps them out of that hypnosis, and it has them kind of like, oh, wait a minute, you're saying make money step by step and you show me how? That's pretty sweet. So one of two things. One, you snap them out of that deep hypnosis and they actually express interest. Or two, I've had people give me great referrals. Pretty sweet.
Thank you for listening to Home Business Profits with Ray Higdon. And be sure to head over to rayhigdon.com/profits to download your free audio where Ray shares his 29 sources of network marketing leads. Tune in next time for more tips and strategies on how to become a top earner in your company.